92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley and go around the yard as the Braves continue their series tonight with the Reds. Grant, Mike and I were talking about it. We started the show. I didn't like Snit's decision last night. Look, am I nitpicking? Because he's had so many of these moments where he's made the right decision. But the fixation on Eddie Rosario, and he said, you know, he was just trying to get some magic, get the magic back, some old magic. Mm. What did you make of that decision? It's not the reason we lost. Obviously, the pitching wasn't up to par, but what did you make of that?
No, I mean, he had 26 other outs, I guess. But whoever makes the last out, if he got the chance of doing something special, you just want it to be a player that I feel like if you're crowdsourcing the answer that you feel a bit more confident in than someone who's had, what, 4 at-bats in a Braves uniform this year, I believe, as of last night. But,
right.
You know, sometimes you go with your gut, and sometimes you play some intuition, and it works, and you feel like a genius, or look like a genius at least. And other times you make a call like that, and they're all judgment calls. And it's not the right guy. I mean, would it have been different, better to have Sean Murphy up there or to just leave Eli White in the game? You can make a case for that, a strong case for that. But, again, I think that the Braves and their offense is really, and I know we've talked about this over the last week or so, kind of reverted back into having a real problem with squandering opportunities and leaving guys on base. And that has a cumulative effect. It adds up. And that, I think, is really what hurt the Braves more so than putting the bat in Eddie Rosario's hands and hoping that something good was going to happen.
I've been riding Mettles, and he did have an RBI last night. But and Ozzie had – so that's – I mean, that's one thing. I mean, something hopefully can build on. But you're right. Leaving guys on base, it just seems to be a thing. And last night, they just couldn't get on base in the first place because they were going up against, as you said, one of the – I mean, a pretty good pitcher. But then we knocked him out of the box with an injury.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. You thought, well, you never want to see anybody get hurt, but is this an opportunity for the Braves to be able to avoid having to deal with somebody like that for 6 or more innings? And unfortunately for Hunter Green, who landed on the injured list with a groin strain, if anybody didn't catch the game last night or the extent of the injury, it is going to put him down for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, long story short, they keep having these chances, it feels like, and just right now, for whatever reason, it's not clicking. And it's Olsen, it's Albies, it's Harris. I mean, Sean Murphy has cooled off a little bit as well. Even Alex Verdugo has cooled off. We felt like that was probably going to happen. But, you know, you look at it collectively, a couple of guys get going one night, and then maybe a couple others can't really get the hit that you need at that time. But, you know, you just have to keep going out there and, you know, trying to make your adjustments on a daily basis. They're doing the work. Every time I get here at 2:45, 3:00 in the afternoon, you've got a whole group of guys that are out there on the field hitting early, not just in the cages where there are more players hitting, but there's a lot of work being done trying to get this whole thing sorted out. So hopefully they're able to do it. And the pitching has been, I think, for the most part, and I know Grant Holmes gave up some runs early yesterday, but they kept that game manageable. They kept it close. And that's what they really need out of this pitching staff right now, which could, and we can talk about it, get a boost in the next week or so from the return of Spencer Strider, which has been the hot-button topic around here today.
All right, let's talk about that. What is that going to look like? They were going to allow him to speak, and then they didn't. What was the thought behind that, and what are we hearing about Strider?
I think we got more quality and quantity from Spencer Strider today than yesterday. It also gave them some time to really see how he felt the day after throwing that bullpen session yesterday, because he could tell you after yesterday's session, he felt great. Wake up today, be sore. Everything he told you last night means nothing because he didn't feel good the next day. The body didn't recover. So fortunately, putting all that aside, he did feel great today. And Strider kind of with the, you know, wry smile and the inflection, you could tell it's like he's killing him. He wants to get back out there. He said, in my perfect world, you know, I wouldn't be throwing another bullpen, but he is going to. He defers and says that it's probably a good thing that he doesn't make all these decisions because he always wants to be on the mound. But the team is going to have him travel to Pittsburgh, throw a bullpen on Saturday. And if that goes well, it sounds like he could forego needing a minor league rehab start because he was able to keep his arm kind of up to speed and going throughout this entire process. He got a platelet poor plasma injection in that right hamstring a couple of days after the injury and said he's pretty much been pain-free since about a week after. So don't want to aggravate it. Don't want to push it too far too fast, but it does sound like Spencer Strider is on the mend. And if all goes well, could rejoin the Braves rotation by the end of next week. Again, that is the most optimistic timetable I can give you, but I feel like some Braves fans out there could use the optimism.
And I saw the photo of Myles Garrett, our buddy from Fox 5, snapped. And you're in the background there looking very intently at our guy. And you know, and you said it before, Grant, he's embarrassed by this whole thing. I mean, the fact because he's a competitor.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to miss another 5 minutes, let alone two more weeks. And, you know, when he got hurt the last time, I've heard some dejected conversations from guys after injuries and inconsistency and slumps and all that stuff. I mean, it happens over the course of 162, and I've been around this game for 21 years now. But hearing Spencer Strider say, look, I mean, I'm not earning my paycheck right now. I haven't helped this club do anything in a year. Those are some pretty strong words, and he means it. I mean, this is the kind of competitor that he is. And again, you know, when he says, if it were my perfect world, I'd be coming back off the injured list ready to start in 4 days, gives you all the indication you need to know that he is just champing at the bit, ready to jump back in there and start helping this club win games again.
Yeah, it's a great attitude to have. It's Grant McCauley. We go around the yard. Tonight, what are we getting, man? Look, Mike asked me if Schwelly is not on his game, should we be concerned tonight? Like, what does that look like?
Well, I think it would kind of depend on what the results look like that he's dealing with. Is he getting hit all over the yard the way he was against the Dodgers with 10 or 11 really hard hit balls, which is not something we see very much from Spencer Schwellenbach. I think he's made, just over 30 major league starts, or right around 30, and in only four of those had he given up as much hard contact as he did against the Dodgers last time out. The Reds we saw last night, they've got some guys, if you make mistakes, they will punish you. And we haven't really seen a lot, and I don't want to wake him up, but Elly De La Cruz has been relatively quiet in this series. He's a guy that I feel like you always have to keep your eye on because of the talent that he possesses. But I think for Schwellenbach, and Brian Snitker talked about this a little bit before the game as well, I think teams have started to see, okay, well, this guy is a strike thrower, and even though he has six pitches, why don't we try to minimize his ability to use those by jumping on him early and triggering something early in the at-bat? And that, I think, is what he's trying to solve for is, all right, well, maybe I need to open up with something different. Maybe I need to stay just a little bit off the plate. I'm not going to tell you he needs to be Bryce Elder and pitch in the margins or anything like that, but he could with his arsenal and then come in when he needs to and dial it in because he does have that kind of pinpoint accuracy, I believe. But that, I guess it could be a blessing and a curse for a young pitcher when teams start to kind of crack the code. How quickly can you adjust to get them off of certain pitches and certain counts?
And again, if they do go and they suggest that maybe when Strider comes back, you said the six-man rotation. So again, as long as, you know, as Schauffer can, as you said yesterday, Schauffer looks great if he can build on that. And you do get the production and Schwellenbach does, you know, get consistent. We'll all be watching tonight. Then all of a sudden, okay. So then what do you say? My next big thing to check off on the list for Alex, it would be just to beef up the bullpen? Or you still think you need another arm?
No, I would say that everything should still be on the table right now because I asked Brian Snitker in the presser prior to the game about the six-man idea because you have them right now. There's been some pretty consistent results by and large. I mean, they're not all going to be perfect, but for the most part, the starting rotation seems to have turned a corner. Last year, there was so much, I feel like, benefit from that extra day or that extra arm to keep Chris Sale and Reynaldo Lopez through that whole season. Could that be beneficial, not just for Sale, obviously, but for Strider at this point? And Brian Snitker said, we've talked about a lot of different things. It will depend on the individual performances. They're not just going to stick with it to stick with it. There may be a case where, hey, the bullpen gets wiped out and somebody's got to get optioned and you got to get some more relievers in the mix. And that just is what it is for that next 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever the case is. But I think it could be beneficial for them. I think they may try it out and it may just all depend on performance, not of the Chris Sales and the Spencer Schwellenbachs and Spencer Striders, but anybody else who's in that equation.
All right, Grant, we'll see what happens tonight, man. The good news is they're coming, and it's just a matter of time now. And we're talking about, obviously, Strider and Acuna. They're coming. When that happens and we get, you know, to full strength again, it's going to look completely different. Thanks so much, Grant. We appreciate you, bro.
You got it, guys. Take care.